Just this morning, I got some text messages from a teacher, an ag teacher who recently did some training. I was asking her, like, what changed? What happened? How do you feel now that you've gone through this training? And she said that she's never felt more confident in her parent communications. She used to dread them. She used to dread calling the parents. She used to dread sending the email and getting on the phone. And now she has a plan. She has a path to run on when she's in those type of conversations, and she couldn't be more excited about it. And I can just imagine her just sitting in that confidence and just feeling so prepared for anything that comes at her. And confidence is something that teachers require. Let's be honest. Standing in front of students all day, basically being an entertainer and an educator at the same time, you got to have some confidence. What I also know is that what I've been hearing from teachers in the G&G community is that this year has been tough. This year wasn't all sunshine and daisies like we thought once the pandemic was over, and this is the first real year of nobody, you know, like no real like pulling back the curtain of virtual this, virtual that, in person this, in person that. It's been a real year, and maybe it just hasn't met up to the expectations of 2019 school year or 2018 school year. And it might be some time to rebuild some confidence and rebuild who we are, because what's past is in the past. Like, pre-pandemic teaching's over. Pandemic teaching's over for right now. It's like a new age, and it's time to level up our confidence. And one way that you can do that is focusing on improving your teacher efficacy. Now, teacher efficacy is something that is studied, like research-based. And what I'm going to be talking to you about is something straight from research. This is not Sarah Nurswick's idea or G&G's idea. It is straight from, I went online, did some Google scholaring, and found ways that you can level up your confidence in four simple steps. And the person I was talking about earlier did this in their own special way. And when you're thinking about improving your confidence, what's the end goal? Like, you improving your confidence, like, it's for you, it's also for others. When you're going into school and you're feeling confident, obviously that's going to trickle down to your students. It's going to trickle down to your colleagues. It's going to trickle down to the parents and the family members of your students. It's going to trickle into your state association. It's not just going to sit with you. Also, when you're going in confident, it's going to trickle into your family. When you are having that positive attitude and you're ready to go to school and you're excited and you're feeling energized, that's going to trickle into your mornings before school, your nights after school, and into the weekends for the people that you love most. And that makes it like, all right, my eyes are on. I am dialed in. This is what I need. So, let's talk about four ways that you can level up your confidence, starting with trying something new. This in research is called mastery experience. It's when a teacher has the perception that a performance has been successful, especially when it's been achieved without help. Okay. I can remember, I wrote this in a blog post recently, learning how to weld. At my college at the University of Georgia, we went to our FFA camp and lived there for a month to learn about ag mechanics. We did a week of welding, a week of wiring, a week of small engines, and a week of safety. Like, hello, immersive experience. I had never welded in my life. Here I am, 20-year-old, 21-year-old Sarah Nurswick, scared out of my mind because, of course, they tell you all the things that could go wrong first before they teach you how to do it right. Like, shaking in my boots, kind of vibes. Fast forward to like later that week, I'm caught up with everybody who's been welding before, people who took it at their first college before they transferred in, or people who were in FFA or Ag Ed before. I'm getting there. I don't have somebody holding my hand. I got to try something new, really be adventurous, because this is something that seemed really scary to me. And I felt that mastery experience when trying something new, because it was something I felt I was successful. Would I be able to weld a building or a bridge? Probably not. But what I could do is I knew the basics, that when I moved into a student teaching experience or a teaching experience, when I had to weld, I knew that I could lead in that place. And it's kind of like deciding that I am not going to be a stagnant pool. If you've ever seen like a nasty like pond that has no water flowing into it, like maybe it has an algae bloom or something like that, and it's just like gross. That's kind of the mindset that I've done it before. I've got it all worked out. I don't need to change anything. The thing that this principle of teacher efficacy is trying to teach you is that changing is good. Changing, trying something new, teaching a new thing, teaching a new CDE, all of those things are good. And they're going to improve your teacher efficacy. It's not, oh no, this new thing is happening. It's like, respond, good, awesome. That's going to help me be more confident. Because trying something new, doing it, being able to do it by yourself, like, yes, it's going to take time and practice, but you taking time and practice is pouring into yourself. And again, when you pour into yourself, it goes into others. So concept number one, try something new. Be adventurous and have that experience of trying, failing, and eventually succeeding without help. The second way to level up your confidence is by having a positive attitude. Now, we aren't talking toxic positivity. Like, things are crappy sometimes. 100%. Things are crappy. But what the research is saying is that when you have feelings of relaxation and positive emotions, it helps signal in your brain self-assurance. And when you have that self-assurance in your brain, it gives you the anticipation of future success. Just having relaxed, positive thoughts can help you like be ready for success in the future. It's like nervousness is good, right? Having a positive attitude. I said this so many times to my students, and I say it to people I coach now, or when people are trying something new, even my daughter, if you're not nervous, you don't care. If you're not nervous, you don't care. So my students who are going up and doing their presentations, their creed or whatever, if they didn't have those butterflies, I knew it wasn't going to work out. I knew it wasn't going to work out. You can be confident. That's totally fine. Be confident. They were confident. They knew, they practiced, they put their time in, but that nervousness is like, it's arousal, such as like an increased heart rate or respiratory rate, butterflies, all that kind of stuff, like leads in to when you're done, and then you have that positive experience afterwards. So the whole physiological part of you being positive is beneficial in the long run, even if you're nervous. Going through that and having some excitement afterwards can help you feel more positive. And that's just like a whole loop around of all the things. Like, nervousness is good. It's okay to imagine what's on the other side of that nervousness and imagine positively what's on the other side of that nervousness. Is it applying to a new school? Like, you're like, okay, I'm ready to move on. You might feel a little nervous, a little, you know, in your belly, but imagine what's on the other side. That positivity, that positive attitude is what's going to compel you forward, because it literally works in your brain and your body system that you're positive for the forward. Okay. Again, there are things that are going to suck. There are things that are just not going to be great. We're not talking about that. We're talking about thinking of future things, thinking of, okay, this, what's next? And that positive attitude can help level up your confidence. Next up, number three, we're talking about encouragement. The research says that verbal persuasion, so encouragement, like saying you're doing a great job, you would be great at this, like all that kind of stuff, can be general or specific. Obviously, specific is going to be better because it's like you're talking to the person, like they know you, and it can provide like encouragement, helping you overcome situational obstacles. It can help you giving feedback or getting feedback that is encouraging can help you move forward. Social persuasion, so other people telling you what you can do, can contribute to successful performances to the extent that the persuasive boost leads the person to attempt strategies or try hard enough to succeed. Hello, somebody pouring into you can contribute to you being successful. I mean, I bet you can imagine students like this, that you have like poured time and effort into, and you've encouraged them and like poured into them, and you gave them a persuasive boost, and you're thinking about what they're doing now. I'm thinking about some of my students who are about to graduate from college and the things that they are doing. One of them just got into grad school. One of them just got this crazy internship. One of them just got into vet school. Am I the only factor to that? Absolutely not. But I know that encouraging them helped them in some way, shape, or form to know that they could make it, that they could continue moving forward. They were not a stagnant pool. They could continue to move forward. And that's something that, one, you should be doing for others. Okay? Like, use it for your students. Use it for your coworkers. Use it for your ag teacher friends. Secondly, you need to be in a group who's going to pour into you. Last night, I posted some stuff on Instagram, and I had a sweet friend, her name is Mel, and she just like congratulated me on something. I was like, Mel, this isn't a big deal. And she was like, you know what, Sarah, I am your biggest cheerleader. And you know what, I was feeling kind of nervous about what I posted. And now I'm like, okay, Mel believes in me. Why shouldn't I believe in myself? You need to have the people in your life that are going to pour into you. And if you do not have a group like that, you need to find one. I'm going to have a blog post next week after this podcast comes out about how I was in such dire straits last year when I moved up to Maryland that I got a part-time job to find friends. I'm 100% serious. I worked for over a year at my local workout studio because I needed to find friends in the area. Not that I didn't have love and appreciation from my G&G people or my guide culture people. That's great. I needed some in-person people that I could go to a coffee shop and just chat to. And that experience gave me a group that provides social persuasion for me in the day-to-day like life. Okay. Maybe you have that factor. You have the friends, you have the family who can pour into you. Maybe you're looking for the education group that can do that for you. Who are those people when you have ag teacher questions that you know other people just don't understand? Who are those people you can go to? Is it somebody from college? Is it your co-teacher? Is it somebody in your county? Or is it somebody across the United States that you've met on Instagram that you're going to have a call with? And be able to, one, provide them encouragement, and then two, get encouragement from them. Having someone saying you're doing a good job increases your self-confidence. So make sure you're in a room, a group, a virtual group of people who are going to pour encouragement into you, because it's going to help you be more confident. And that's a beautiful thing. Last but not least of your four ways to level up your leadership is by observing others. Observing others. When you watch others teach in a successful, skillful way, you know what? It doesn't have to be like I'm sitting in a classroom and watching you for an hour. It can be just inspired by what they're doing in their classroom, or they did a professional development session, or you've heard them talk about what they did in class. Observing especially admired, credible, or similar models. So we're thinking about ag teachers that you look up to in your county, in the nation, whatever, can affect your personal teaching competence through their vicarious experiences. Like you've heard, like living vicariously through someone. When you see somebody that you look up to doing something, that can give you confidence to go do it yourself. I think that is just crazy. And it says that the more closely you observe that that model, the stronger the impact will be on efficacy. So say there's a teacher in your school, the chemistry teacher, an English teacher, a history teacher that you just really look up to. The impact of observing them will be more impactful the more you do it and the closer you do it. So actually sitting in their classroom, taking a planning period, chatting with them, doing that kind of stuff. If there's not somebody like that, find a way to go to another ag chapter. See if you can take a day to go learn from somebody you really look up to. I mean, what I would give to sit in Kendra Callahan's classroom. What I would give to go into Jason Ferreira's classroom and just be a fly on the wall. Jody Cutterbaugh, are you kidding me? Me to be in her shop. Jacqueline Bond. I mean, the list goes on forever. Or Katie Green, getting some social emotional learning from her. I can't guarantee it, but I believe with all my heart that if I sat in their classroom, the teacher who walked out of that classroom would be a better person, would be a better teacher, more jazzed, more excited. So when you are observing others and you're staying connected with those others, you are gaining confidence. That's why we say a lot of time with G&G is like, stay in it, stay learning, stay chatting. Stay like connected to people who inspire you. When you are around people who inspire you, it just is such a cyclical event. Like you see them do something, you take action, you're jazzed. You see them do something, you take action, you're jazzed. And it just keeps on cycling that confidence. And from experience in this world, back in 2018, early 2019, having Hannah Wedger be somebody who I could look up to, who I could talk to, going back to like the last one, having encouragement, having a mentor like Hannah, she pushed me to try new things and have a good attitude. Just, oh my gosh, guys, I'm currently looking for a house and it is stressful. The market is crazy. Life is crazy. It's a mess. And Hannah, good old Hannah Wedger, she knew I was in a bad mood. I was like real bad mood because we put an offer on a house and it didn't go through. And she was like, you know what, Sarah? It's good for the plot. I was like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, it's good for the plot. When you tell the story of your house, I mean, like, imagine Hannah and I have talked forever about getting our kids together. She's met my kids. I've met her kids. We've met each other's husbands, but we haven't gotten our kids together. And they're about the same age. Our two youngest are probably the same person. Just one's a boy, one's a girl. Pretty sure. We're like, imagine like them coming together and us talking about like all the things that failed and didn't go through. Like, think about it, is good for the plot. You're going to have such a great story once you get that house. And having somebody like her, who I look up to, I admire, she's so credible to me, she's been through this before, she knows me really well, and I have more confidence moving forward with this house search because she poured into me. And we're talking about teacher things here, right? Like, but this is life. This is life, making sure that you have people to look up to. You have a mentor, making sure the people around you are building you up and not tearing you down. You keeping a positive attitude and trying new things. All of these things together in a little package is what makes people unrecognizable the next year. like sitting today, you're going to be listening to this episode on March 22nd, 2023, if you're listening to it the day it posts. The person of March 22nd, 2024 could be a completely different person if you lean in to these four things. When you lean in to trying new things, having a positive attitude, getting around encouraging people and observing others, your confidence will build. And like I said, this is something that is so cyclical. It is a cycle. You keep on moving. You keep on growing. It just like you get that experience. You have the positive attitude. You share with others. You go observe somebody. And then you just keep on going. The other week, I was talking with some project people working on a project together, and we kept on saying we were circling the drain, like just going down the drain, going in circles down the drain, because it was just, we had a lot of problems. I was like, no, friends, we are circling, but we're going up a spiral. Okay. So every time you do one thing that can help improve your confidence, you try something new, you have a positive attitude, you are climbing up the spiral. We're climbing up the spiral. Does it feel like you're going in a circle? Heck yeah, it feels like you're going in a circle. But once you look down, you realize, holy crap, I've gone up. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on going. Is your confidence going to solve all the problems that the school system has and education has? No. There are some things that cannot be solved by you, can't be solved by your principal, probably can't even be solved by your school board. States, maybe. Nation, yes. What we have control of is what's around us and what we decide to do with what we can do. And it starts with you and starts with, what can I do to improve myself? And these four things are simple things that you can implement and just keep in your mind. It's not something that you're probably not doing. You probably do a few of these things, but keeping it front of mind to be like, man, when was the last time I observed somebody else? When was the last time I got inspired by somebody else? When was the last time that I tried something new? Even though this is good, let's just try something new. And I encourage you to dive into that, to lean into that experience so you can see the growth that is waiting for you on the other side